Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
.97 All right, these have become popular lately, and Sully enjoys doing them. So in honor of Saratoga opening day, we wanted to teach Metro Detroit a few things. And Sully, you believe you have a very entertaining list to give them?
Yes, I think it is.
All right, I'm willing to listen. These are usually pretty well received by the people, so go ahead.
Some great music. I hope the list is as good as this music.
Oh, God almighty.
Mike, did you know...
There's just something so wrong. Like, you're such a young, hip guy, and Roberto's got you to Lawrence Welk.
Yeah, 1920s music. Like, imagine some ballroom dancing or something.
I feel like you should be wearing a suit right now. Go ahead.
Did you know, Mike, Saratoga's famous nickname, of course, the Graveyard of Champions.
Correct.
Hatchet Man.
Another fact for you. I don't know if you'll know this one. Horse racing wasn't the first attraction to draw people to Saratoga Springs. It was natural spring water.
Correct. They still bottle all the water and all the natural springs.
They have their own brand? Is it like Aquafina or Decina? Is it like
it's Saratoga water.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's a real thing. Like, it's like honestly, it's legit. It's just an East Coast thing. No, hold on. Going back to your first point, though, you glossed over that. Have you looked at the list of famous horses, like even people who aren't horse racing fans, that have lost at Saratoga?
Yeah.
It is unlike it.
It's a very fitting nickname.
It is. It's and a lot of people will avoid going there. Carry on.
You need to save these dates.
I need to save these?
You should write these dates down this summer.
Okay.
Because the track's going to have four giveaways this season.
Oh, T-shirt day. Forget about it. You don't want to be there for that.
Which one of these would you like? On July 22nd, you can get a Saratoga baseball cap.
I'll pass.
On August 6th, a Saratoga umbrella they're going to be giving away.
Umbrella Day is popular. They're very nice because the umbrella, it's like a red panel and then a white one.
You have one.
Well, no, I've seen them. I don't do giveaway days. I don't want to be anywhere. I'll explain. Carry on.
August 20th, a Saratoga blanket.
Yeah.
And then on September 2nd, a Saratoga windbreaker.
Yeah, I want none of it. Here's why. Famous story. Big G. So, like, Saratoga, you go to the picnic area most days. You know, clubhouse is for weekends. But, like, you go up and you got to get your picnic table. You got to go and drop your cooler.
Come on.
So when they open the gates, it's like the running of the bulls. People treat each other like animals. Well, my dad, this is back when I was in college, my dad went up there early because my dad doesn't sleep, gets up at 5 a.m., drives up the thruway, goes to drop the cooler, and it's a giveaway day. Might have been T-shirt day, whatever it is. My dad saw a man steamroll a woman. They were running with their coolers. She got a little hung up, stepped on a pebble or something. He went right over the top of her.
That's pathetic.
That's people. That's giveaway days. You don't want no part of it. Next.
People freak out over free stuff.
Oh, Mike. Free beer koozie, people turn into nutcases. What do you think they're doing for umbrellas?
Free keychain, even.
Oh,
look what happens when we have free food in this office. People trample over each other.
That's a separate matter.
Saratoga opened 1863, been around that long.
Oldest sporting venue in the United States.
And at that venue, going to be 69. How about that number? 69 stake races.
Hi, this is Gator.
69 stake races at Saratoga this summer.
You know, in the old days at Saratoga, before things got greedy and they expanded past the general four-week rule, there used to be, famously, a stake race every day of the meet.
Right.
Every single one. Today, there's two, by the way.
I am going to ask you this question. I want to see if you'll get this.
I'll probably get it wrong.
The trainer with the most wins in Saratoga history. Current trainer.
Todd Pletcher?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. I'm impressed.
If you bet on horses and you see Pletcher at Saratoga with Velasquez aboard, you may as well go ahead and chalk that one up as even money.
All right, this one, I'm curious if you'll know this trivia. I feel like it's probably common trivia for people who like Saratoga.
I can't get enough of this music with you reading over it.
I know, it's throwing me off.
It's like the most miscast thing ever.
I feel like I should be wearing a suit, yeah. There's a horse actually buried in the Saratoga infield. Did you know that?
Yes.
Gopher Wand?
Yep.
And there are actually three other horses buried on the grounds in Clare Court. But only one buried actually in the infield.
Yeah.
Did not know that. Pretty crazy.
No, listen, there's lots of little traditions like that. What about the canoe?
Yes, I was going to ask about it. You know that one.
Yeah.
Well, explain it, please.
Oh, it's so
the winner of the Travers.
The winner of the Travers. There's a little canoe out there, and it floats in the little mini lake that's in the infield. And they go out and they will paint the canoe the colors of the silks of the horse that wins the Travers. So last year was Gary and Mary West who won it, and their silks are like, I think they're pink with black diamonds. So the
pants, the silks.
Pants, the silks. By the way, Jim Harbaugh was at Del Mar opening day the other day out in San Diego.
That's right.
And he saw a horse named Ann Arbor Eddie win.
Wow.
That's real.
I'm sure he was supporting that.
He had a smile on his face like he just saw the first pair of boobs in his life. But yes, the canoe is like one of those big traditions. It's cool. It's old school. It's wild.
That is a cool tradition. And this one, by the way, this next one, I didn't know this, but a bell is hand rung at exactly, I don't know why, 17 minutes prior to the scheduled post time for each race. Why 17 minutes?
I don't know why. I don't. Because it's like 17 minutes and then riders up at like 10. But 17 minutes is the call to post. That's just how it's always worked. But yeah, you hear the bell in the whole park, whether you're inside the track, outside of it, whatever. Yeah. I don't know why 17, though.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense why it's that number. Not 10 minutes, it's 17 minutes.
Don't question it. Just go with it.
Record for track attendance, 1,065,000 people in 2015. American Pharoah, right.
Yeah, and then you had all these goofballs selling these homemade T-shirts outside the gates, Pharaoh Toga. People are worst. People are the worst. Some goofball hits a T-shirt machine.
T-shirt time. And this last one, I want to know if you are aware of this because you're going to Saratoga soon, obviously. Got something new there.
The stretch?
Season. Yes.
Yes.
So opening weekend will give spectators a chance to see Saratoga's new hospitality area, the stretch. Located in the grandstand, the project offers fans an all-new private hospitality area, provides a view of the thoroughbreds as they round the final turn and enter the stretch run.
I don't understand the placement of it.
Is Why it would cool? You? Is it going to be cool?
Well, I've never seen it before. I've seen pictures of it. I get what they're trying to do, but Saratoga's charm is that they don't have things like that. They don't do all the new wave stuff, and they don't have iPads to order off of, and they don't have bathrooms everywhere. Like, you just deal with it because it's Saratoga. A, I wouldn't want to sit there because I don't want to be at the top of the stretch. That doesn't do anything for me. You know, like, what are you going to do? Turn right, you're watching the horses, you're watching their asses as they go down the stretch. Good luck seeing what's going on. And I think they're already sold out.
Well, and that's specifically what I was going to ask you, too, because you've always said, like Michigan, for example, with their helmets, some stuff just shouldn't be changed.
Correct.
Or altered. If it was kind of a situation like that with Saratoga, why are they changing stuff?
Because people like you.
Millennials.
I think it's the younger generation. Look, horse racing has got to get younger. All right, it's no secret, right? I make fun of baseball. Horse racing's the same thing. The biggest fans of horse racing are all Caputo clones. They're like 100 years old. They wear jorts and fanny packs. It's a problem. So, yeah, they're trying to get a little younger. Get you know, like Mike. Let's say it's you and your girl and you got a couple of your boys and their girlfriends. It's Saratoga. Everybody loves back east. Everybody goes and parties and has fun, but like, for the people that don't like it, that's an entry point. More comfortable seating, or, you can order off an iPad. I don't need any of that.
Well, we got to get this music out of the way. I'm starting to get a headache.
I got to be honest, Roberto, I like the music. It's just that much better with Sully reading over it.
And let me just say, too, that anyone that might have missed this segment is going to replay later on the No One Cares Network.
You can find these facts and more at blowitoutyourass.com. 97.1.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.